How's my hair?
Bad. Below average.
Thanks. Okay. To our new listeners, welcome. And to our loyal listeners, welcome back. We are the Bro 4 Squad Podcast. We have a pretty good show for you planned today. I am Brian Banner, and joining me in my lab down under is Jeff Hornacek. Horns, tell the people what you know.
Here's a fun fact for you at home to share with your friends. Iceland is actually green, and Greenland is actually ice. And also, because of facts like that, I do not often get invited to dinner parties.
Okay, well, pod's over. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you guys later.
I actually lasted longer on the podcast this time than last time, so that's progress.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. You guys can't get rid of us that easy. It's not quite as easy as like a play pause button or anything like that.
No.
As many of you guys know, or you may not know, depending on your situation, we start each show off with the most important part of the day, which is chest day. Any bro knows that. Today, our news comes from our good friends over at geekmotivation.live, and they informed us that it has been confirmed by Hollywood Reporter that director Patty Jenkins and title star Gal Gadot are signed on for a second film. Wonder Woman has been certified as fresh by Rotten Tomatoes with a tomato meter score of 93%. Is that good?
I believe so. I've never brought a grade like that home to my parents.
Yeah, I didn't even know 90 was like a grade you could get.
Yeah.
With its early success, had it led into an $11 million opening night on Thursday and grossed just north of $100 million over the weekend.
Wow.
Now, with all that being said, guys, we searched the internet, found some great questions from a lot of people. We found one that we really, really liked from Logan Morrill, who asks, with the great response with Wonder Woman, could you see the Justice League film rival the Avengers at the box office? Hornacek, this is like your stepchild going against your actual child. So how do you feel about this?
Yeah, well, I favor my stepchild because my actual child was born on second base and thought that he hit a double, and I don't appreciate that type of arrogance. But Logan, this is a great question. First off, anytime I hear this for the rest of my life, I'm going to start doing push-ups. That is the Wonder Woman guitar riff. It is the sickest, most fucking awesome piece of music that I've heard in the past few years. So if you haven't checked out our Wonder Woman spoilers review, check it out. We also did it with Geek Motivation because the movie was incredible. Now, Logan, this is a great question because box office receipts today are harder and harder to predict. They're not necessarily indicative of a great movie. For example, I didn't think Suicide Squad was that great. It did tremendous at the box office. I thought Man of Steel was a great movie. It really hit its stride later at the box office, not so much the first time around. So it's tough to predict. I have a feeling with this success and just with the whole concept of characters assembling that are iconic on the screen, I think Justice League has a shot, man. And the other thing is the 3D showings are going to help it a great deal because that seems to me like the type of movie, it's an event type film where people may not go see Wonder Woman in 3D or maybe like Spider-Man Homecoming in 3D, but that is a movie where if you're like, yo, if we're going to go see this weekend, we're going to spend the extra $5, $6 a ticket to go see it. It's tough to say at this point just because obviously the success of Wonder Woman may not directly translate in 5 months or 6 months whenever the movie comes out. But, Brian, you have to think that anytime you hit one out of the park with Wonder Woman, it can only mean good things for the next movie coming out in your franchise, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to throw some stats at you and kind of go on my thought process for this. First, Avengers made $1.5 billion at the box office. This is according to Wikipedia, so you know, take it or leave it, because I don't do real research.
Correct.
Age of Ultron made $1.4 billion.
Which I don't think is a great movie, so that's kind of where I'm saying
it. I don't think it's a good movie at all, and I think that's I don't like it, personally. I thought it just set up Civil War, which was a good movie. Every good movie has a setup movie. Age of Ultron was Civil War's one, which I didn't put that stats on here, because I didn't really think about that. BVS made $873 million at the box office.
See, I think BVS is better than Ultron, personally.
Well, 100%. And I'm a known BVS hater. I've gone on record and said that. Now, with all that being said, I still don't know that Justice League, this Justice League that's coming out later this year, can hit $1.4 billion dollars at the box office. That is a lot of money.
It's a shit ton of money, yeah.
For, really, it's your first team-up movie, okay? Let's think about the differences in what Marvel did and what DC did, okay? Marvel, you had all of your, most of your characters had their own individual movie leading up to this. Iron Man had two movies. Hulk had a movie. Thor had a movie. Captain America had a movie, which, really, the only character that was not introduced prior to Avengers was Hawkeye.
And he was in that, Thor.
That, no, he was. He was in Thor. Yeah. So every single character was introduced prior to the Avengers. Coming into Justice League, Cyborg, Flash, and Aquaman have not really – I mean, we've seen them, but they haven't talked.
Yeah.
So I don't consider them really being introduced. Now, of those now, you have – Wonder Woman has her own movie. Superman has his own movie. Batman does not. So unless you count BVS a Batman movie, I don't. But for argument's sake, okay. So more than half of your cast has not had their own movie, so they haven't been developed. People aren't excited about seeing this. Now, with that being said, if they make a Justice League 2, say, for 5 years from now, that one – I think will outdo the Avengers.
Yeah, I'll just play the flip side of the coin here. I think the DC faithful, to me, if Suicide Squad can make the money that it made, it just goes to show that the, and not, I'm not saying that Marvel fans aren't like this at all, but the DC faithful go out in droves to see their movies. If Suicide Squad can make, what did it make? Like, I think in the upward 800 millions.
Yeah, I'm looking right now, Suicide Squad.
If a movie like that can do that, I can't even imagine what Justice League can do. And I think a lot of these characters, I know you said they weren't really introduced. Flash had a small speaking role in BVS. To me, it's just something
about... That's in the Ultimate Edition, though, not in the theatrical edition.
No, the Flashpoint scene is in the theatrical version.
What? Okay.
Where he says Lois is the key. But I digress. That's not going to be the difference between making $1 billion or not, that 30-second scene. I just think these
Suicide
characters...
Suicide Squad made... $745 million.
Okay, which is nothing to scoff at all. And in
that's a lot of.
In my humble opinion,
King
that movie,
Arthur would love to have that kind of money right now.
Yeah, well, King Arthur would love to have enough money to buy a fucking cheeseburger right now. Is what they would love to do. I don't know. Bottom line is, I'm interested to see it. I think this can only help. And let's say they made a Wonder Woman sequel just somehow that came out in November. Do you think that would have a shot at $1 billion? Because I think it would get close on its own. And she seems to be front and center in all the marketing for this, so it's going to be really interesting. I'll say this. If it doesn't make $1 billion, it's going to be damn close.
I think it'll make $1 billion. I don't know that it'll make $1.4 billion.
Yeah.
I mean, $400 million is still a lot of money to bridge that gap, just in Ultron, which was the lesser of the two.
I'll just have to go see it myself 17,000 times to help make
this. Fair enough. Fair enough. All right, guys. That was a great lift. Great lift.
Now, you didn't even spot me, lift, right? I just got that up on my own. You didn't even...
I didn't touch it. I didn't touch the bar. Okay. I was over in the corner, you know, I don't know, doing things.
I felt like God was my spotter, but I digress.
Now, after every hard lift, we all know you got to get a good protein shake to recharge the batteries, right?
100%.
Today's protein shake topic is about the new MonsterVerse, Godzilla versus Kong, which is the fourth film slated in the franchise, and it is... easily going to be the biggest. The Hollywood Reporter also reported that Adam Wingard has landed a deal to direct this installment. Wingard is known for more horror films like Your Next, Blair Witch, and The Guest, and Death Note. Now, again, this is why we love the interwebs, because we had a question come in from Blake Jarvis at BJarvis87, and he asked, what well-respected franchise, not Twitter, or excuse me, not Twilight, can you just, I can't even say this because it's so ridiculous, because I know our answers. Let me start over. I apologize, Blake. What well-respected franchise, excluding Twilight, can we just not get into despite trying? For me, it's the Aliens franchise. Or in a second, I'm going to let you go first.
So I'll play this right off the news. First off, Adam Wingard directing this Godzilla vs. King Kong movie, I'm very interested in. He's done smaller films. The big budget thing, I'm wondering, I could just see him clashing with the studio already. But Godzilla King Kong is a franchise I can get behind. So before we answer, is that something you're pumped for, or it's just not going to move the needle for you after Kong Skull Island?
I enjoyed Godzilla. I actually really, really enjoyed Kong Skull Island. But here's something I want to ask you. Or to answer your question, yeah, I can totally get behind it. I'm excited. Here's a question. Did you know that Kong or Godzilla vs. Kong is the fourth movie?
I did not. What's the third?
The third one is going to be Godzilla 2. It's Godzilla King of the Monsters or Jesus. Something like that. So we're already casting a director. We're already getting the fourth one going, and the third one is still in pre-production. Just throwing that out.
That just shows you how franchises work. It's fucking ridiculous how far they plan more in advance than like a group of sorority girls meeting up after college. Blake, this is a great answer. So to answer it, I have two franchises that I cannot get into, and I'm going to get crucified on the internet.
I am about to kill you.
And in real life, the first off is Harry Potter. Just cannot get into it. And Geiger, I know he's listening. He's right there with me. Cannot get into Harry Potter. A lot of my friends love it. You and Cycly are huge fans. And Mrs. Banner's a huge fan as well. Just cannot get into it, man. I don't know what it is. And then the other one, which probably won't get murdered as hard for not liking, but it's the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, man. I saw the first one and I liked it, but nothing about any of the others. And I may go see the new one just because in your review with Geiger, you guys loved it so much. But nothing about the other ones at all says to me, hey, let's go out of our way to watch this. So those are my two, Harry Potter and Pirates.
Those are two of my top five franchises.
Wow.
That you just shot a hole in. Me and Cycly literally have had a two-hour drunk conversation about the inner workings of the Harry Potter and the greater wizarding world. So that's how much – I think I like it enough for the both of us, so I'll let that one slide. I don't know how you don't like pirates and treasure hunting, so there's no excuse for you on that one.
Yeah, no apology.
Mine, though, and I know I'm going to get crucified for two of these. I have three. First one, Lord of the Rings / The Hobbit movies. Guys, I've tried. I just can't get into them. I don't know if it's, and I can't say it's not my thing because I love Harry Potter and that they're kind of in the same wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Fantasy, wizards, shit like that. There's just something about Lord of the Rings I just cannot get behind. Another big budget franchise, which is still making movies today, is Transformers.
Yeah, okay, but here's the thing with Transformers. The people who like them, I don't think would actually fight tooth and nail and say they're good movies. They're just entertaining as hell to watch.
They're not, though.
I disagree.
Here's the thing. They try so hard to give emotion into the movie, it takes away from the cool action pieces.
When Mark Wahlberg says, come on, Optimus Prime, I gotta get home, okay? That's funny to me. I enjoy that. Shia LaBeouf is fun in those movies. I don't know, man. You just don't like life, I think. That's the problem.
Well, I'm going to get crucified for this one. I'm not a big fan of James Bond either.
Not even like GoldenEye or Casino Royale?
I like the games.
Oh, man.
I like GoldenEye the game, but like the movies, like, they're all right. They're fun sometimes. I can't get behind them. I'm not as big of a, you know, Bondy as most people.
You're not into bondage is what you're saying.
I didn't say that.
Oh, okay. I must have got misconstrued. Interesting.
Yeah.
Great question, Blake. Glad we found that.
Yeah, that was a very, very good question.
Brian, I actually have a question for you now.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
Do you even lift, bruh?
Bruh?
Do you even lift, bruh?
Do I lift? I do, in fact, lift, bruh.
Oh, okay.
And that brings us to my favorite part of the show, which is, do you even lift,
bruh?
Bruh. Which this is when we get to interact with you guys as the fans. First question is coming from Ron C. Montana at Batman247.
Great fucking Twitter handle.
Yeah, great handle. And his question is, watching Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, take a break because that's a tongue twister, first problem with the movie.
Change it.
He continues on and says, when was the last time Tim Burton directed a good film?
God.
Hornacek, do you mind if I take this one?
Please.
All right. The last time he directed, and that's a big, we need to make this distinction, directed a good film is Big Fish.
Yeah.
I also liked Planet of the Apes prior to that. And since then, the only other movie that he was involved in, whether it was a director or producer, that I liked was Nine, which was actually, he was a producer on. It came, the story and all of that was actually a short story that I think he found on YouTube. It was a little animated thing. But he hasn't, I think, from, I think that was 2003 was Big Fish?
Yes, it was.
So you take it from here. I'm done giving him my life.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And to be honest, I did not think that the over-under on mentions of Big Fish on this pod, we were going to hit over 0.5. Guys, I knew Burton was cold, but until I went back and looked at this list after Ron asked his question, he is fucking ice cold. Last movie I liked of his also was Big Fish in 2003, and that's a long time ago, guys. So let me just read off some shitty movies since then that he's made. Corpse Bride, Sweeney Todd, which I know some people like. I didn't like it. Alice in Wonderland, Dark Shadows, Frankenweenie, and Big Eyes. So
he also did the Alice in Wonderland sequel, Through the Looking Glass.
See, I don't think he directed that when I looked it up.
He may not have.
But, I mean, regardless, the guy's been ice cold since 03. I'm just going
to
say...
We don't need to add that to his list of not good movies. It's not going to make or break his movie list.
Exactly. Like, what are we really... We're just piling on at that point. I'll just say it. He's lost it. He's lost it. That's a hot take. Take that to the bank.
I don't think it's that hot. I think that that's just spitting the truth here at the Pro 4 Squad podcast.
It's a lukewarm take.
All right, guys. Next, do you even lift bra? Question comes from Warven at Warven01. And they asked, do you think with The Rock being in so many movies / blockbusters, will there be a fatigue for his beloved personality?
So,
Hornacek, I know The Rock is one of your boys. So
absolutely.
Go ahead.
So this is an interesting question from Warven. And with Baywatch sucking and Central Intelligence getting mixed reviews, this is fair to ask. Now, obviously, he had the huge hit with Fate of the Furious over the summer, too, which is like The Rock in his sweet spot. That's a fastball right down the dick for him. I'll say this. I've sort of an answer playing both sides of the fence. Well, I get fatigue of his beloved personality? No. I love The Rock, and I think he's awesome for the industry. I think he's super grounded and down-to-earth and great to his fans. So I love him as a person. But if Jumanji sucks, we got a problem. Because that's 3 out of 4 that were, at best, you know, middle of the road movies received, all in the comedy genre. And I love the guy. I think he's hilarious in real life, but he may just have to go back to action if Jumanji blows. What do you think?
This is what I think. I think The Rock is going to do what The Rock is going to do.
By the way, sorry, real quick, when you said this is what I think, Geiger would have said, it doesn't matter what you think.
I know. I know.
Sorry, continue.
I think the people around him are what are key in him being successful and being good in these movies. Okay? Fate of the Furious is going to be my example here. Vin Diesel is still Vin Diesel in those movies.
Well, he's Mark Sinclair, but yeah, he's Vin Diesel.
Whatever. Yeah, whatever he goes by. He does business as Vin Diesel. He's going to be him while The Rock is going to be him. Where in these other movies like Baywatch, you've got Zac Efron not really doing what Zac Efron does. He's kind of trying to compete with what The Rock does. And I think that can be where he gets in trouble, is it's the people around him. Or if he changes to be like the people around, like in Central Intelligence, he tries to be overly funny like Kevin Hart.
Yeah, he tried to be Kevin Hart, and it was cringeworthy, I thought.
And it doesn't work. Exactly.
So now, in Jumanji, if he tries to be Jack Black, I'm already throwing up on my shirt.
Exactly, but here's a question, and this is the kind of movie, in my opinion, he needs to stick to, like a Fate of the Furious, but could you see him in Bad Boys for Life?
Please. Last Michael Bay movie, I know he's not directing the third one, but that vein, Pain and Gain, was like a cult classic.
Yes. So throw him in with Will Smith, who, I don't care what you think about him, he's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
In everything he does. And then we have no idea what kind of Martin Lawrence we're going to get. Put The Rock in with that? Dude, that might just work.
How in shape will The Rock be versus how out of shape Martin Lawrence will be?
It'll be a wash, and they'll all look the same as Will Smith.
All right. That's Martin Lawrence's dream.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. All right, guys, we have been the Bro Force Squad podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Bro Force Squad. Like us on Facebook, Bro Force Squad podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes. Don't forget to leave us a review as well. Please, please, please subscribe to us on YouTube. Leave us a comment on there. And as always, you can check out all of our content at broforcesquad.com. For Jeff Hornacek, I am Brian Banner. We are 2/3 of the Bro Force Squad podcast. We'll catch you next time. We out!
Vin Diesel is Mark Sinclair.